Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Throughout the scriptures, we find many promises that God has made. One such promise given after God had established his covenant with the descendants of Abraham was that he would make another one. Today, in our study, we will read about this new and better covenant. Included in scripture is the truth that the new covenant is going to have better promises than the first.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know he touched me and this blessed Savior, and since he cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise him,
to praise him.
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me,
oh, he touched me, he touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
When Jesus came to earth, he came to give himself as a ransom for mankind. He came to be our Savior. He was sent by the Father to redeem us from our sin and to give us the avenue to a heavenly home. Jesus fulfilled God's will. He paid our debt of sin. He overcame death and the grave because he himself had no sin. Jesus is indeed the resurrection and the life. While Jesus was here on earth, he was fulfilling a promise that God had made and had been foretold by his prophets hundreds of years before. It was the prophet Jeremiah who was inspired to write down God's own words of this promise. From his prophecy in chapter 31, beginning in verse 31, we hear God speaking his promise of a new and better covenant. "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Part of the Lord's ministry while he was here on earth was to usher in this new covenant that would be made between God and man through himself. The old covenant was made at the mountain where God delivered his laws to the people. They were given the commandments and given the promise of inheriting the land where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob had lived. It would be theirs and would remain theirs if they were faithful to God. But as we have already read, God's people had been unfaithful to him. The new covenant would be based upon faith in Jesus Christ. It would be a covenant that brought God into the heart of man. A covenant is a commitment between two parties. In this case, it is the commitment of God and of man. God has promised to make the followers of his son Jesus heir to an eternal kingdom that has no end. The ultimate residence of God's people is in heaven. Death is overcome and swallowed up by faith in God's grace and his forgiveness. To be in covenant relationship with God today is to believe in Jesus, to trust in him, to confess him to be Lord over our heart and over our entire life. We begin this journey when we decide to turn away from everything that is against God's will and surrender ourselves into the waters of baptism, having the blood of Jesus wash our sins away. This new life in Christ is a life of serving the Lord out of a love because he has first loved us and given us life in his name. Well, God has already done his part in making all things ready for our salvation in the name of Jesus. We have everything we need for life and godliness, but it is a choice and a decision that must be done personally. Our parents cannot make this decision for us. No one else can do it either. It must be our own belief that brings us to the feet of Jesus, where we honor him by confessing him to be our Lord and our Savior. We pray that those hearing our message today have come to receive the better promises found only in the name of Jesus Christ, God's Son, who came from heaven to earth to save us and to save us from our sins. If, however, your faith has not brought this commitment to Jesus, we would encourage you to search the Holy Scriptures so that you will know the love of God and the hope that he offers to you.
I feel the touch
of hands so kind and tender. Trod. I'll have no fear when Jesus walks beside me.
Close beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must trod.
I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven,
sheltered safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark
Christ, they don't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and naught of earth can harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Oh yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of
for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.